My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's go. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's go. Tyrants. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to Tyrants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. However, this isn't going to be a full rant because I'm going to keep it so for real with you guys right now. Beyonce. Beyonce. Fucking Beyonce. It is 10:30 p.m. and my neighbors are probably going to start knocking on the wall because I'm yelling in my room. After gallivanting around the entire room in cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. Yeehaw. Giddy up. Let's go. Because Cowboy Carter is out on all streaming services. And I'm speechless. I'm speechless. I'm obsessed. I'm in love. I'm sad. I'm happy. There are tears, both of joy and of confusion. But you guys know. You guys know. I'm really trying to be back on my bullshit. Even though Fridays are going to move to Patreon, I didn't tell you guys when that was going to start. And I wanted you guys to wake up Friday morning and be able to hear my beautiful voice in some regard. So I didn't want to leave you hanging with nothing. It was either record the podcast episode or listen to Beyonce's album. And I mean, I think you and I both know, we've been in this long enough. We have a relationship together. We're friends. We're all tyrants. And you know what I'm going to choose. You know I'm going to choose Beyonce. And you know what else? You know who else is a tyrant? Beyonce. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, then you would not have known. But, and if you guys don't keep up with Beyonce, but which is criminal, remove yourself from the podcast immediately. She dropped her track list shortly after the episode went live on Wednesday. And there are easier ways that Beyonce could tell me that she listens to the podcast. But you know what she did? She named a motherfucking song after us. She named one of the songs on her new album, Tyrant. And I'm here to give you guys a motivational speech that don't ever give up on your dreams. And just when you think that you have life figured out, you don't even know how freaking blessed you're about to be. You don't even know the blessings that are knocking at your door. Because when I tell you, I actually can't even tell you, I cannot express to you the amount of joy, the smile that was on my face when that track list dropped and I saw the word tyrant on there. Never in my life did I think I would be so happy to see the word tyrant. I actually cannot even describe to you what that felt like. A sudden wave of emotions had come over me. It's similar to what I imagine when I have my first child. That is what this feeling, what I can imagine it felt like. It was pure euphoria. It was pure joy. It was wholesome. It was meaningful. And the best part is it wasn't a dream. This was reality. And I actually just, I thought that was going to be enough. And, you know, I thought maybe, you know, people didn't know if it was the track list or if it was actually, if it was an interlude or whatever. Oh, no. It's a full song. It's a full song. And don't you worry, you guys. I just filmed me live listening to the whole album. That's why I recorded that instead of the podcast episode. Sorry, guys. And for copyright reasons, I cannot post that whole reaction here for you guys to listen. But I will be cutting it up. And I was going to put it on Patreon, but I don't want to make you guys wait. And guess what? Tomorrow morning, or I guess when you're listening to this, there is going to be a live reaction from the album on Reels for you guys on my Tyrants Pod Instagram page. So you guys can go look into that. If you want to see my live reaction, I think I'm going to do one reel just of my live reaction listening to Tyrant, just for you guys, just for the Tyrants. And that's going to be today's version of a podcast, other than this little, you know, little gabber, little good morning, hi, hope you had a great week. No, fuck that bullshit. Fuck that bullshit. Because today, it's Friday and it's Beyonce Day. It's Cowboy Carter Day. None of this. Oh, hi, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys had a great week, and I hope you have some amazing plans for the weekend. Shut the fuck up, because guess what your plans for the weekend are? When I say ye, you say ha, ye, ha, ye, ha. I'm trying not to yell at my neighbors. If I don't see every motherfucking tyrant in these streets, in these sewers, these rats with cowboy hats on this weekend and cowboy boots doing a honky-tonkin' on a bull ride, then you're all grounded. You're all grounded. I need you guys to support me, okay? And in supporting me, you're going to support Beyonce. This is the best album I've ever heard in my life. I honestly think I might like it better than Renaissance. Something about it is just so magical. And honestly, it's going to get album of the year. It literally has to. Beyonce has never won album of the year. And this, I just don't see how there isn't a way that it's going to win. The genre bending is insane. Like, you're listening to a country album and it's country, but then all of a sudden it kind of goes into trap, and then it goes into, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. But Tyrants, your guys's homework for the weekend, instead of listening to 2 hours of the Rat King, of the King Tyrant, instead of listening to me yep, along about Helen Keller singing Aladdin, motorcycles outside of my house. Instead of 2 hours of that, you're going to go to iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, the radio, wherever you get your music, and you're going to stream from start to finish. No skipping. You're not allowed to skip. You're not allowed to fast forward. You're going to go from start to finish the entire album. It's 1 hour and 19 minutes, which is how long you normally listen to the podcast. So I don't want to hear that you guys don't have time. It is the most beautiful, seamless album I've ever heard in my entire life. It's a stunning. It's a gorgeous. And the vocals on this bitch, you guys know that I've been a hungry hippo for good lead vocals in music these days. And, you know, Ariana Grande, love the album. It's growing on me a lot. Eternal Sunshine, chef's kiss. Love you, Ari. Sorry that we hated on you because you're dating SpongeBob. I think we got it all wrong, but you know what? I don't know. I'm just here for fun and to talk about shit. Anyways, that aside, Beyonce is a tyrant, proven. She told me in the song, and she heard me and she delivered. The vocals in this album are something I've never heard in my life. They are so out of this world. And it is an honor and a privilege that she invited me to her Beyonce party. And I think she invited me to her Beyonce party, and then she got inspiration by my gorgeous looks and my amazing energy and smell. And she decided to write Tyrant, a song for me. And it proves that she listens to the podcast, she's a fan, and she's a tyrant. Let me read you some of the lyrics. Okay, so it's literally titled Tyrant. And it literally goes, here we go. Ride it like hydraulics. I am such a tyrant. I am such a tyrant. Send me some shots. Are you with me or not? Tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it. Tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it. I am such a tyrant. I mean, Beyonce, take me to dinner. Like, I would like to collab if you want to come on the podcast, just say that. I mean, there's room. You don't have to come to my apartment. I will rent out a studio. I will build a studio with my bare fucking hands. You know, there are coincidences in life. And then there are things that just aren't coincidences. And I'm going to leave it up for interpretation. I personally don't think this is a coincidence, but you guys can, you know, call me delusional. Say I need therapy. Probably get a restraining order from her. But you know what? I'm going to live in my delusion. And I had a nightmare last night that I wasn't going to bring up because it was so devastating. It was a nightmare that Cowboy Carter ripped ass, that it sucked so bad. And I woke up and I was actually really upset. I was really devastated because I've been really looking forward to this, you guys know. That just goes to show that there are times in life where your mind is trying to play tricks on you. There are times in life when the devil tries to get into your thoughts and feed you lies. Lies, I tell you, that don't mean anything. That don't mean anything. And you get yourself worked up and you give yourself anxiety. All for what? All for what? Because then the situation comes and hallelujah, praise be, God is a woman and her name is Beyonce. Her name is Beyonce. I don't know why I ever doubted you, even in my dreams, Beyonce, because I couldn't have even dreamt that this album would be so amazing. I have no words. I have actually no words. And just the fact that she got so much hate at the CMAs performing with the chicks and was like, you know what? F you guys. I read somewhere, maybe it says it in the album. I can't remember, but I was just reading. I screenshotted it. She grew up in Texas, and obviously Texas is like very country, and she had kind of an accent, and she was always wearing cowboy hats, and she grew up going to the, you know, rodeo and all this stuff. And when she was trying to get into pop music, people would tell her that she was too country, and she was too country to be black, and she was too country to, you know, be into pop music and whatever. And then now, a freaking 40 years later, people are telling her that she's not country enough and that country isn't for her and that this isn't her space. Fuck off. And I love that she's just reclaiming her genre and doing it so beautifully. There is not an artist on this planet that is doing it like Beyonce. Her vocals, the talent, the artistry, the way the album flows, just the meaning behind everything. Oh my God. Oh my God. How can we not talk about the fact that there's a song with Miley motherfucking Cyrus? It's so hard not to yell because my neighbors are sleeping because it's 10:30, but Miley Cyrus and Post Malone and Dolly Parton. So her cover of Jolene is absolutely stunning. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. Oh my gosh. Nothing's like turning into a full episode. I have no words. I actually have no words. The song with Post Malone is the most gorgeous song of the summer energy. It's giving me PCH, windows down, driving with my best friend, just having a ball of a motherfucking time. Young love, you know, summer romance happens so fast. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. And then the song with Miley Cyrus, that's not a feature. That's not a remix. That is a full-on duet. And it's giving me Hannah Montana, the movie. Obviously, because Miley's, you know, in her country era in that movie. And she's singing country here.
Hello, 911. Can I get a stretcher to Venice Beach?
Because I need to be taken away to the emergency room, straight to push 5 of Epi, clear. Boom, 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 boom. I need to be resuscitated. Because I couldn't even have dreamt of a better collab. In my wildest dreams, I never would have thought that Beyonce and Miley would do a song together. Like, I don't know why they just seem in such different worlds, but wow, was that the most beautiful song I've ever heard. Their voices complement each other so much. And just seeing like interviews online of Miley when she was literally like 12 years old being like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to meet Beyonce. And then flash forward to this, and now they have a song together. And they did that song, I think it was like the VMAs or something. It was like a battle for, it was like a song to, you know, make awareness for cancer or something. And just seeing them from then to now, like, this is amazing. Miley has obviously been working with Pharrell a lot, and he is doing the creative direction at Louis Vuitton. And they just came out with that song. And Beyonce says she's been working on this since before even Renaissance Act One. And so I 100% think that Pharrell probably worked in some regard on this album and knew that Beyonce was going to go country and knew that it was going to be legendary, so epic, and knew that it was just going to be album of the year, Grammy, like some of her best work yet. And that's why he decided to design the last Louis Vuitton collection as Western. I 100% believe that. No one can change my mind. And I wonder if the Easter egg was because in that show, Miley's song obviously played and then they later came out with it, Doctor, which is also so amazing and so fun. I have no words. Like, Beyonce truly redefined country music with this album. I have no words. I have absolutely no words. I think I need to, like, I mean, I just finished listening to it and I was going to post that there wasn't going to be an episode today. And I just thought, you know what? Why the heck not? Just hop on the mic, give a quick few minutes about my little thoughts, wish my tyrants a happy, happy Friday. Tell them that I hope they have an amazing weekend and that they stream Cowboy Carter. But I think I need to listen to it a few more times. I need to give myself the weekend. I'm going to jam to it. I can't say off the bat like what my favorites are. I mean, right off the bat, my favorites are Spaghetti. You guys, Spaghetti? Spaghetti's the best song I've ever heard. That one is like not country. It's like trap, but country. And oh my God, it was such a shock in the album. But like I said, you have to listen from start to finish, the whole album. But Spaghetti, Protector, Yaya, and of course Tyrant. Oh, and Sweet Honey Buckin. Oh my God, like literally they're all so good. But I will listen to it all weekend long, obviously. And I'll report back on Wednesday. And I'm going to need you Tyrants to do your homework, listen to the whole album, so that on Wednesday when we do a little, you know, update and I'm saying which ones are my favorite and what lyrics are my favorite and, you know, maybe we'll go more into the lore of the album and, you know, I can educate you guys on all of the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like all the references, like everything that she's referencing, all the history that she's bringing up, and, you know, maybe a little Ty the Teacher, Cowboy Carter situation at the beginning of next Wednesday's episode. Oh my gosh, how could I even forget? We're not just celebrating Yeehaw this weekend. We're celebrating Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christo. It's Easter. Easter's so early this year, but happy, happy Easter for all of you who celebrate. I celebrate in the form of chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs. I know some of you guys probably celebrate, you know, the resurrection, the resurrection of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Obviously I'm not religious, but I love that for you guys. I love that for you. You know, glad he came back. Glad he resurrected. I've been out of the church for so long that I kind of forgot what that meant. Like, is that when he died for your sins and then he came back, but why'd he come back? And if he resurrected, then where'd he go? Was he a ghost or did he actually resurrect? Because if he actually resurrected, then where'd he go? He went up to heaven, but then where did his body go? I've been out of the church for way too long to get into this conversation, but I did just want to wish all my Christians out there happy Easter. Happy Easter. Are Catholics Christian? Oh my God, I'm getting way too much into this. But anyways, happy Easter, whether you guys celebrate or not. I hope you guys are surrounded by love and laughter and Cowboy Carter. Hope you guys find some Easter eggs. If you guys find some with some money, save it, put it in your bank because it's going to go to the Patreon. Oh my gosh. Now I've got to get freaking Cowboy Carter merch. I should have freaking gotten it before I heard the album because now it's going to be sold out. Now I know why artists do that because then it sells out. But if I hated the album, like if my dream would have come true and I hated it, then I would have just had a Cowboy Carter t-shirt for nothing. But now I want that freaking t-shirt. Do I get the t-shirt or do I get the Helen Keller Barbie? Helen Keller? Did I say Helen Keller? Helen Keller. Guys, it's so late. I got to go to bed. But I love you. I'm sorry there's not more to this episode, but I wanted you guys to have a little something, but food for thought. Cowboy Carter, if you don't like it, I'm going to need you to look inside yourself and decide why you don't like nice things and why you don't support Black women and why you hate me so much. That's it. Anyways, have a good weekend, you guys. I will see you on Wednesday.
Bye.